Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Top 10 Ways to Avoid Taxes: A Guide to Wealth Accumulation by Mark J. Quan is a personal finance and tax planning book focused on the lawful reduction of tax liability as part of a broader wealth accumulation strategy. Rather than treating taxes as an unavoidable afterthought, the book presents tax efficiency as a central design principle in financial planning. Its subject matter includes accessible explanations of legal tax avoidance, tax-advantaged financial vehicles, asset protection, passive income planning, and legacy-oriented wealth preservation. The book appears to be written for readers who want a practical introduction rather than a technical tax code manual, including families, entrepreneurs, investors, and financial professionals seeking client-friendly explanations. Its purpose is educational to help readers understand that income, assets, borrowing, insurance, and estate planning can produce very different tax outcomes depending on how they are structured. The emphasis is on awareness, planning, and professional implementation rather than do-it-yourself tax filing tactics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, legal tax avoidance as a wealth-building discipline. A central idea of the book is the distinction between illegal tax evasion and lawful tax avoidance. Quan frames tax reduction not as a loophole-driven activity, but as a planning discipline that rewards people who understand how the tax system treats different forms of income, ownership, borrowing, and asset transfer. This is important because many households focus primarily on earning more income while ignoring the percentage lost to taxation. The book encourages readers to think in after tax terms, since two people with similar gross earnings may build very different levels of wealth depending on how efficiently their income is structured. Its practical value lies in shifting attention from annual tax preparation to forward-looking tax planning. Preparation records what already happened. Planning changes the way future financial activity is arranged. This distinction is especially relevant for business owners, investors, and families building long-term assets. The book also stresses that legality depends on proper structure, documentation, and professional advice. That caution matters because tax avoidance strategies can become risky if applied mechanically or without regard to individual circumstances. Secondly, indexed universal life insurance as a tax-advantaged accumulation tool. One of the more distinctive themes associated with the book is the use of indexed universal life insurance, commonly called IUL, as part of a tax-efficient wealth accumulation plan. The appeal of this product category is that it combines life insurance protection with cash value growth that may receive favorable tax treatment when designed and used properly. In the book's framework, an IUL is not presented simply as an insurance policy, but as a possible financial storage and access vehicle. The logic is that money placed in tax-advantaged environments may compound more efficiently than money exposed to recurring taxation. The policyholder may also be able to access cash value through loans, subject to policy terms and risks, which can create liquidity without the same tax treatment as ordinary withdrawals from taxable accounts. This topic differentiates the book from more conventional personal finance guides that focus mainly on retirement accounts, budgeting, or broad investment allocation. At the same time, the strategy is not universally suitable. Costs, policy design, funding discipline, loan management, and long-term performance assumptions all matter, making professional review essential. Thirdly, the buy-borrow-die strategy and tax-deferred asset access. The book also discusses the buy-borrow-die approach, a wealth preservation strategy often associated with affluent investors. The basic mechanism is that an individual buys or holds appreciating assets, borrows against those assets rather than selling them, and later transfers wealth through an estate plan. The tax logic is that borrowing generally is not treated as taxable income, while selling appreciated assets can trigger capital gains tax. By using loans secured by assets, a person may access liquidity while delaying or reducing the need to realize taxable gains. The strategy illustrates a broader lesson: the tax system often treats ownership, debt, income, and asset sales very differently. For readers, the value of the discussion is not only the specific tactic, but the mindset it reveals. Wealthy individuals often plan around asset control and liquidity rather than simply earned income. However, the approach has limitations. It depends on asset quality, borrowing capacity, interest rates, lender requirements, estate rules, and tax law stability. If overused, leverage can create financial fragility. Barrett, the book's treatment is therefore best understood as an introduction to a sophisticated planning concept rather than a universal prescription. Fourthly, integrating tax reduction with asset protection and passive income. The book positions tax planning as one element of a larger wealth system that also includes asset protection and income generation. This is a meaningful distinction because reducing taxes alone does not automatically create financial security. A person may lower current tax liability, but still remain exposed to lawsuits, poor liquidity, inadequate insurance, or unstable income sources. Kwan's broader framework appears to connect tax efficiency with the construction of durable financial structures for entrepreneurs, investors, and families. This means asking how assets are owned, how income is produced, how risk is transferred or limited, and how wealth can continue beyond a single paycheck. Passive income is relevant because income that is not tied exclusively to labor may offer more planning flexibility than wages alone. Asset protection is relevant because accumulated wealth must be defended from predictable risks, not merely grown. The book's contribution is its integrated emphasis. Taxes, protection, borrowing, insurance, and legacy planning are treated as interrelated decisions. This helps readers move beyond isolated tips and toward a more coordinated financial plan while still requiring specialized advice for implementation. Lastly, financial literacy as the gateway to professional tax planning. Another important topic is the role of financial literacy in making tax strategies usable. The book is not designed as a substitute for a tax attorney, CPA, insurance professional, or financial planner. Its practical purpose is to help readers recognize questions they should be asking before they meet those professionals. This matters because tax planning is often inaccessible to ordinary readers due to technical language, fragmented advice, and the assumption that advanced strategies are only for the wealthy. By simplifying concepts such as tax-free accumulation, borrowing against assets, and legacy planning, the book attempts to reduce that knowledge gap. The benefit is not that every reader can immediately apply each strategy, but that readers become better prepared to evaluate options, avoid simplistic advice, and understand the long-term consequences of financial structure. The limitation is that tax laws change and individual facts are decisive. Income level, state of residence, business ownership, family needs, debt tolerance, and existing assets can all affect whether a strategy is appropriate. The book's educational strength is therefore strongest when paired with competent professional guidance. In conclusion, Top 10 Ways to Avoid Taxes is best suited for readers who want an accessible entry point into tax-efficient wealth planning rather than a dense technical reference. Families seeking better financial literacy, entrepreneurs, real estate investors, high-income professionals, and financial advisors looking for simplified explanations may find it useful. Its practical benefit is that it reframes taxes as a planning variable that can be managed through structure, timing, asset selection, insurance design, borrowing, and estate-oriented thinking. Intellectually, the book helps readers see why the wealthy often focus less on salary and more on ownership, liquidity, leverage, and tax-advantaged environments. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out by emphasizing legal tax avoidance as the organizing theme rather than treating it as a secondary chapter after budgeting or investing. Compared with technical tax manuals, it appears more approachable and concept-driven, making it easier for non-specialists to grasp the purpose behind the strategies. Its main limitation is that several ideas, especially IUL planning and buy, borrow, die, require careful professional implementation and may not suit every reader. The book is most valuable as a strategic orientation guide. It can help readers identify opportunities, ask better questions, and build a more tax-aware financial plan. If you would like to support Mark J. Kwan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.